Blog Talk Radio.
This may be my rock man or Rahim. We open the bear witness to testify. There's no God but one God. Proper name is Allah. And Allah has gave a scripture. And the main scripture he has given us, the one he protected, and that's Al Quran. That is the final revelation. Christ Jesus spoke on one. I thank you. He said that one will lead you all to all the truth. And We said that one is no other than Prophet Muhammad, the one that the world has been trying to keep away from you. And that's exactly what they have done. They have kept the prophet away from the people. They didn't even mention their name. So we want to mention the name. We want to bring you the correct understanding on what done happened in the time of the earth that we own. And we believe we have a little understanding with the help of Almighty God. So we are here tonight to talk about removing all racial image from worship. And removing all racial image from worship is one way that we are proving that Jesus, the Son of Mary, he mentioned in the Bible that one will come after him. That don't change. That ain't changed. He said, that one will come after me, will lead us in all truth. That means he was going to receive revelation. Because the revelation before him, before Prophet Muhammad, or during the time after Jesus and Moses, they had went in the chapel with that information, with that knowledge. But Allah said he put angels around Al-Quran, the final revelation. And this book is protected. There's people who can recite this book from the beginning of the book or to the end, from Al-Fatiha to Al-Nash.
Open up, there's please.
Can recite that book. You said something?
I was just wondering, before you go any further, did you open up yet?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess that we will open up with a prayer.
Thank
this
you.
This prayer is called So we like to open up this talk. Call out, fight out with a prayer. Humalay Shaitan Rahim. Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rahman. All right, man, from Allah, from the rejected enemy, Satan, with the name of God. God is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. He alone is worship and the aid we seek. Allah sees always and to show us great way, the way of those whom thou hast stored thy face and not of those God, I mean. I'd like to greet you once again in the greatest greeting of Islam. My name is Brother Abdullah. I'm co-host here. This talk is coming out on the leadership of Dean Muhammad. I'm a co-host working here, my wife, that's
phone breaking up.
Co-host. And Suja from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. She also is a co-host working, along with sometime with Brother Imam from Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. When he's able, he comes. He's also a co-host. And we have the Imam. Our Imam is no other than Ibrahim Abdullah out of Atlanta, Georgia. Master is in LaGrange, Georgia. So we pray that what we have to say here tonight be some benefit If we say anything of any good, all praise and credit go to God. If we say anything that is not correct, then that goes to us. If we say anything of any good, all credit and all praise is due to God. So we welcome you. We hope you brought some questions. We are here to remove all false image of God that has been put in the world to divide us up and keep us hating and killing one another and have work. But that is about to come. Truth is on the scene. It's always been on the scene. But it's more clear today than ever. Because most people these days want this to come. We had lots of lies, but now most people want to see the Bible and want to be free. Must have truth. You must seek the truth. So, in other words, if you don't like the truth, then you don't like freedom. And don't tell me you're free or you get the fuck and drive with you. That's not free. You can get out your car with a gun and you can go to the store and buy what you want. That ain't no freedom. Yeah, you got the freedom of responsibility to that car or where you work at or to your wife. If you're doing that, then you are free. You're trying to protect your family, working for your family, doing all the good things that God has told you to do. Then you are working and you are protecting your freedom. But you're drinking everything that comes out, smoking everything they can put in a cigar or put on. You're smoking drugs. You're not free. You is a different kind of slave. You're not a shackle slave, but you're a slave to vice. You're shackled to those places. And you just got to have you don't up a slave. You got to have it every day. You got to buy some feelings, purchase some feelings every day. You come about you feel, and you got to purchase every day. But look what big disaster you have become. You're killing yourself after God said, thou shalt not kill. He just talking about this, don't kill right outside yourself. Also talking about don't kill yourself. And the drugs, alcohol will lead you to death quickly. So our job tonight is to and give you opportunity to make a choice. God don't have a need, so we have to tell you that God has a need. He wants you. God don't have no need. We need God. And when we don't respect the God who created us through our mother, we become a beast. We become a monster. We're going to hurt somebody. Mainly, we're going to hurt ourselves. We're going to hurt our good intentions. So we, the only thing we're doing is invite you to come away from that, join us and help us remove these images where we can have a good world to live in. As long as these images up in the world, we will never be happy. We will never be able to live. We will never be able to enjoy the world like God intends for us to enjoy. Anytime you got to lock yourself up, anytime you stay in the community, you don't own 90% of those of the people that look like you don't own 90% of the business in that neighborhood. You nothing but you only got something to eat. So you might have an education, but if you're not working for yourself, or not working for someone that's in your ethnic group, then you're a slave. See, they brought us here for a job. That's the only reason they brought us here, to work us And not only do they bring things in our neighborhood to terminate our city. Drugs, CIA said they were the first one that brought drugs to the African American community. Then the other people, politicians, made lots of jail, added extra jail to put us in. But they know we're coming. They know people don't own nothing, looking for a job, first one fired, the last one high. They going to break the law because it's designed to set up for you to break the law. And then it's time we put you in prison. When you read about how much time some of us get, 20 years, 100 years, Caucasian people, that kind of thing. Caucasians steal billions of dollars, don't get that. Nearly that time, we. So that's always going to be separate because they got it set up like this. And what's going to change it? Remove the image that God didn't make no white people, black people. Tell these people that God that put those things that look like they did what they did to us according to their history, black history, real history, American history, whatever. Those people are burning it. Good, wrong, lady. We tell them, let's leave it alone. You ain't going to get going to sell your brother or take your sister out and put her on the block, mistreat your woman. Then you had the same place where the slave master 8 years there. Or that you had the same place where the crooked police is at, crooked politicians. Those people can't get good, and they hope to take them and serve, and they do less. They don't do nothing. They use our money. They shoot us, kill us, take us to court and rob us. They didn't give us a church to tell, give us a preacher to tell us that Jesus died for our sins. That ain't nothing but a made-up, homemade lie, like that. All them lies given to us that made us some of the worst people. We're the only people that called each other niggas. And nowhere in made a nigga. He said, nigga, live. You'll cheat, you'll steal. And you got that from this world. You got that from niggas. You got that from the public school. You got that from the public environment. You want no business. You know, get in the bathroom, walk in the show, and see a woman with seven different colors on her head. Child, got her back on out. The child, mother, the child, all of them look like prostitutes. Both families. And the boys look like hoodlums. Look like they finna stick something up. Huh? They, you know, you dress like a just like a prostitute, you're going to draw an action of prostitute man. You know that. That's why God just had a meeting for the up. So we here tonight to try to correct the wrong that will help the whole world. That's going to help white people, help all people. And that's to remove all racial from worship. Daya, is anyone in the queue? Daya. Anybody in the queue want to? Okay, that's who got. Okay, I thought. How's it going, Brother Suja?
Walaikum Assalam.
How you doing, man? You been like went by Winkle. You been sleeping ever since you been off.
Yeah. I had to get take me a little nap. I slept on the plane too.
Well, I hope you laugh your title. And I'm gonna turn it over to you. Fall asleep with the foam in your hand.
I'm kind of alert now. I'm kind of alert now. Praise be to Allah. Yeah.
You got it.
Okay. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I testify and bear witness that there is only one creator. And I bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, to peace and blessing be upon Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I'd like to give all the believers the greeting of peace. Oh, assalamu alaikum. Praises be to Allah. We thank Allah for giving this opportunity to just speak on the message of concern, you know. And the message of concern is a message that we are concerned about, you know. Anytime you give us idea, and that idea affects the society and affects the children and affects human beings, cause division, somebody needs to talk to you, you know. Because Allah said that if you didn't have one set of peoples checking the earth, and said the earth would be full of mischief, you know, and this wouldn't have happened, you know. So our responsibility is to speak out against it, you know, because we was told to do that. So if you see a wrong, you know, try to change it with your hand. You can't change your hand with your hand. Speak out against it. And if you're too weak to speak out against it, said detest it in your heart, hate it in your heart, and that's the weakest of faith. This is what they tell us in Islam, you know. So you see people talk up and speaking out, you know, and try to change this message of God got a son, and there's three gods, and God's son is a human being, you know, making God creation, turn God from being creator to creation, you know. So we're speaking out against that. And it's a concern to us that other peoples is not speaking up and speaking out against it. Even the peoples that pushing that, they know what's wrong. They know the idea that they are pushing out to the world that a Caucasian is from the family of God, of the creator of the heavens and the earth, you know that's wrong. And they also recognize and know the benefit that they are receiving from that lie. If you're receiving benefit from a lie, you should come on out and speak out against that. Because you're wrong too. The one that's setting up, listening to that, and knowing that that's a lie, and don't say nothing, they are responsible. To me, they're responsible also. They are responsible also. They know what's going on. They know what's happening. They see the psychological effect that it has on our young children. You know, they see the psychological effect, you know, that it has on African Americans. And they see the psychological effect that it has on Caucasians. They see this. But they won't say nothing. They won't say that. They get quiet. You know. They know that you know. When you start speaking on it, they know you know what you're talking about. They're hoping that other peoples won't be able to see it. They're hoping other people won't respond to it, you know. They done told this big lie. They done told this big lie. And they told this big reason it's a big lie because it's a lie about God. That's not no small thing. When God starts punishing the Caucasian peoples, look out. Look out. That's a big lie. And I'm not going to leave out the people that's pushing it. We got plenty of African-American people that's pushing that big lie. You know, if you're ignorant and you claim that you was influenced by that and you thought it was religion, you've been taught that all your life, but now you know the truth. It's a big lie. God don't have a son. God don't have a wife. God don't have no partner, nothing that is compared to him. You see, he's the creator of everything that you see. Everything that you see, he is the one that created. That's in creation. God is the one that created that. And our book, the Quran, said that all God had to say be, and it come into existence. You see? So he owns everything that you see with your naked eye or with your five senses. You know, if you can't see it with your naked eye, then you can detect it with your smelling. Can't detect it with your smelling, you can detect it with your hearing. All with your taste, all your feeling, all those five senses, you know. Our leader, your man, Wabi Muhammad, said, a word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. A word is anything that brings a picture to your mind through your five senses. You see? And that's how we communicate. We communicate with words, you know. So they done put this in together, and got people thinking that God died for our sin, that Jesus, and they call him God, is coming back. After they killed him, they say he's coming back. He's coming back. I guess he's coming back for our sins. He's coming back again. I don't know. I can't understand what reason for him to come back. If nothing didn't happen the first time when he left, what is his purpose for coming back? It don't make no kind of real sense. It makes no real sense. So we letting the public know that that's a big lie and that that's not Christ Jesus that they're teaching on. That's not Jesus. That's not the real Jesus. That's not God Jesus. That's not the Jesus that is a human being. The Jesus that they're talking about are supposed to have superpower. The Jesus they're talking about can do things that God can do, you know. So that's not Jesus. Jesus was one that we are able to follow him. Jesus told us that he prayed to God. He said, "Watch me while I pray," you know. So we can follow that Jesus. That's the Jesus we follow. The one that submit his will to do God's will. He said, not my will be done, but God's will be done. That's the Jesus that we follow. And we're not going to let you lie on him without saying nothing. It's amazing. The Christians is not saying nothing. They tell all these lies on God's prophet, and they're not saying nothing. Nothing. Ain't that strange? Let someone say something about Prophet Muhammad. All hell been broke loose. You can't say nothing about God's prophet and think you're going to get away with it. You know? So they lied on God's prophet. They kind of tell us that God's prophet is one of the Caucasian, and that he died and he came back and he gonna come back again, you know. I wonder what he where he went after he came back on Christmas or one of them days, you know, he rose again, but they're saying that he's coming back again. I like to know how many times is he gonna come back. Brothers and sisters, the only thing I can say is that we should do what Jesus did and what he said. He said, know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. Know ye the truth, and the truth will set you free. So you had to be serious about religion in order to be set free, in order to know the truth, you see. But it's a feeling that you get when you hear somebody speaks the truth, you know. It's a feeling that you know that what that is said, that's the truth. That's the truth. And it could be that this is the first time you ever heard it. But you'll know that it's the truth. You'll get that feeling that's the truth. You know? And twice Jesus said, when you accept it, say you're going to be free. That's going to free you up. You know? You can forget about all that falsehood. You can forget about all those lies that've been told. And things that is being said that you can't justify. You can't rationalize it. You know, you can't explain it to nobody. Things like that. All that you can have to worry about it no more. You see? Just speak the truth. Speak the truth to people. You know. Don't speak something that you don't know nothing about. You know, if you don't know nothing about it, you know, refer them back to the scripture. Refer them back to the scripture, to the Bible, the Quran. You know, the Quran is a book that makes things clear. It makes things clear. If you want to know the truth, then you study and you read the Holy Quran, and you're going to know the truth. If you're serious, if you're sincere, you're going to be able to get the truth. It's going to wake you up, brothers and sisters, that Quran. And you can go to a brother or go to a masjid. They're not going to charge you for that Quran. They're not going to charge you for God's word. You know, somebody will give you a Quran. So there is no excuse. Not today, you know, for as far as hearing truth and the word of God. Nobody have to put up with a lie, you know, and put up with an image, you know. You don't have to put up with that, you know. And then you got to live your own individual life. You got to live your own individual life. You know, when you get the truth, it should satisfy you. And you should just go ahead on and live your life. And don't accept all this mess, that the peoples are giving out there. Be satisfied. Be satisfied with what is true. You know what truth is. Truth helps. Truth liberates. You know, when you get the truth, then you gonna feel like you on full. You know, you gonna feel filled up. You know, and you're coming to the realization that what you got is true, what you got is right. I don't. You can hear other people's talk; it don't even affect you. If they lying, it don't even affect you. When you got the truth. And the truth is so powerful, you'll stand up against 1,000 people or more with the truth. Now, when you got the lie, you know, you're going to be talking to one individual and you'll get nervous with that lie, you know. But that's not the effect that you'll get from the truth. You'll know the truth when you hear it. You know, so we're asking for the removal of all racial images that portray God. Anything that's in creation, you know, that you decide to worship it. You want to tell other peoples this is what is giving you your power, you know. They try to refer it to you and try to get you to worship it. You know, they got people that practice fire worship it, but they actually walk on fire. I saw that in Seattle. I mean, not in Seattle, but I think it was Atlanta. Atlanta. I remember this Caucasian guy. He was a waiter. I was a waiter, and he was a waiter. And he was telling me that his mother was a fire worshiper and that they walk on water. He didn't believe it. He didn't believe that. But he said that his mother was his mother was a pagan. There was a Caucasian. Pastor that told me that my mother, she's a pagan. She's a fire worshiper. So they walk on hot coals. Well, you walk on fire, you know. But you got some people that give themselves to stuff like that, and for some reason, they get by with it. Or they think that they're getting by with it. Put it that way. They think that they are getting by with it, you know. They might not have a blister. They might develop their feet. It gets so rough that it don't burn them no more. I don't know, you know. But I know they're not getting away with it. They're not getting away with it. It might seem like they're getting away, but they're not getting away with it. Not with that life, you know. You ain't going to walk on fire not too long. You see. So we are asking everybody, to look at your scripture, read your book, and your book could be the Bible. You know, study that. You got over 40 different places in the Bible where it tell you the harm in accepting and accepting images, worshiping images. At least 40 different places in the Bible. You know, and if you don't believe what I'm saying, when I get through talking, just ask for me. Let's tell them. Put yourself in the queue, and ask for Suja. And when you ask for me, tell me to give you my telephone number, and then you can tell me to get that information for you. And I get it and write it down. I write all these chapters and verses down where you can go and look at it yourself in the Bible. So what we're saying, we can back it up. You know, we ain't just talking. We can back up what we're saying. So we really feel that change is coming about. especially here in America, you know, we see the power is getting ready to change hands. We see all this, you know, so we just gonna take our time with this here and constantly bring it to you, the truth, and let you know, and let everybody know that setting up partner with God is a strong offense, and that you're playing with the fire. You're asking yourself to go to hell. So we thank you. We pray that we say it's something that might have touched your heart, or something that'll make you study more and check it out, you know. But we came to you in peace. You know, we came to you in peace, and we're going to leave you in peace of Aysalam and Aykum.
Well, look at the name.
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Thank you, Brother Suja.
Thank you.
Ty, is anybody else in the queue? I can't hear you.
I apologize. I was on mute. Aysalam alaykum in the first place. It seems like every time Brother Suja does a presentation or speak, I have something to respond to it that reflects on something else or reminds me. Brother Suja, when you start talking about you don't understand or see how people, it just seems to be so hard for people to accept the truth and come in and help with removal of all the images that portray divine, remove the images from worship that portray divine. It made me think of a song that was sung by Bobby Womack. Bobby Womack, I think was his name, and he says, you know, that's the way I feel about it, or that's the way I feel about you. And he said, look into the situation and dig a little bit deeper. You know, and they need to look into and dig a little bit deeper, and then maybe they'll come out with the right answer and understand and make it easier for them to understand where we're coming from. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Well, there's anyone, you see anybody else out here?
No. I don't see anyone's indication that they want to speak.
Okay, well, we'll keep on rolling. But they should talk about you ain't listening to that man talking. Instead of relying on the story. And we're only man with his reception. There is no God but God. And the prophet the love is the seal of the prophet. And he's the one that Christ Jesus said will come up in. And that was going to lead us into all truth. And we better wonder that Prophet Muhammad have done that for those who people were seeking the truth. So we thank you for listening. We're going to keep dwelling on this issue. This is one of all the prophets of God. They had to deal with this issue of people who want to make that image. I'm God. And then in the later years, like now, they want to make God a man. Not any man, but a Caucasian man, European-looking man, and the Son of God. I'm telling you, but Satan is a wicked man. He cares nothing about human beings. No matter what they look like, he'll put them against each other in a stake, and he can do this. But his time is up. And that's what we're praying about. That's what we're working there, to finish him off, to finish his work off, get his work out So we thank you and hope that tonight will be some benefit. So today, and the farmer market is owned by the other people. The newest people come in, and maybe Vietnam, the other people who done came here got a big market. And we've been here all these years. And you can't tell me what's wrong, why we don't manage a big cooperation. Well, when you've been told that you were no good, that God didn't come in all these are inferior making things to make you a servant of the other people. And the proof of that, ain't nobody in jail but us. We the only people in America that call each other by such bad names. Who calls that? Who calls us to call each other such ugly names and not support each other? It's a scandal life that we done took on when we buy dope from each other but won't buy a burger or won't buy some chicken, a house or car from each other. It's very few of us that's able to do that because of the idea that God got a son and we should be buying from the people that look like God's son. This is psychological damage coming from that lie. And the proof of that, we own nothing. A major, even mentioning major, we own nothing. And this has continued to happen. So we have to change this. That's why we're here tonight to involve talk radio stations. And acting a lot, but it's us to remove this racial image that attempts to portray the bad. Allah do not have any need. There's nothing like God. Let's imagine the creator of this creation can go to the sun. But no human that you can know of can go to the sun and live. Get near the sun and live. So that's showing you, without going there ourselves, there's a power greater than we could ever imagine, and that's the sun. And God is one who made the sun. He the one put the sun in the object. He the one put it up there. So that's a power greater than anything we can imagine. And you might say, why, you know, you weren't even there. You're right. But you tell me how it happened. Allah said he created the heaven and the earth. Now, if that's true, and it's got to be true because man can't make no earth. Man live on earth, but he can't make no earth. Fly, but he can't fly forever. You got to come down. You got to get some food. You got to get some good food if he can find it. I was looking at that food in the farmer market. All that food don't have no seeds in it. Seeds out of it. What kind of people see out of it? When them seeds and vitamins out of other good things is good for the body to maintain this life. And not take it out. So you get the color, you get the green. You get some volume, but they got no seed in it. What do they take away when there's no seed in it? They take away the value of that good value of that watermelon away from saying they got no seed. Man didn't do that to make the world better. man did that because of preach. That's all back preach. So preach from trees come. Even back. So they ain't said no. You gotta try to come out under the bad. And you will God won't. Thanking him won't take a God. Like suggest on it and the front clear up the side. What Jesus took one out and they said yes. And
picking up badly.
Now, scripture, it says, search of what? Don't put. Well, look at the name.
You breaking up.
Yes, we tried to tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Let me move to the phone. Hold on.
We pray that this bomb is better. So
that's
we
clear.
It's clear. I'm due to lie. I don't know what's wrong with this, my cell phone. Well, anyway, anytime we open up on this line, there's always some small problem pops up. But anyway, it's nothing that we're not going to be able to deal with. Thank Allah for that. So we thank the audience, because our only purpose is to make it clear that we are trying to get the image moved out of the world so we can live together with everybody. Although those people that came here from the other parts of the world for one reason or other, they had the right to come here. But I don't know why they so disrespectful to us. And African Americans, they love to support people that disrespect them. They love to go into a nasty restaurant with grease dripping off the wall, and the floor is so dirty you can't see the tiles because all the dirt. They love places like that, holes in the wall, grease traps. Boy, I'm telling you, slavery did a job on us. We said we got a neighborhood, and now we getting to realize that that ain't true. Because I live in a neighborhood, all these African Americans used to live here. Because we didn't stick together, one reason they gone. And now they're moving them out. You see a big dumpster in front of their house. And next thing you know, there's a Caucasian staying there. And the first thing the Caucasian do, lets you know he's staying there, he put a big fence around the yard. And let you know he putting his mark on this land here. Put a big fence around there. So that tell you, stay out. And there have been some African Americans wouldn't follow the rule. And they end up going into the people's property without it being invited, and they got shot. So all this going on in the world, the people buying guns and not putting the guns up. A little 5-year-old shot his cousin, who was female, shot her and killed her. Blowed her away. Now they want to charge this 5-year-old as a criminal. He didn't know what he was doing. He seen what they doing on TV and playing with a gun, which a gun is attractive. And because many of our people, the first thing they buy these little boys around this time of year is something that shoots. And they show where the Caucasian police, this guy pointed an artificial plastic gun, a toy gun at him, and he shot the little boy. Now that's cold. But this is what that lie has made most of the people, cold-hearted to us. They were showing on the internet where this Caucasian came to town. He was already a crook, playing like he was. He went undercover. They paid him to go undercover. And he locked out of 5,000 people, he put 43 major people who go to church, did what's right. They put their children in there, and put their children and their family in jail for selling drugs. This man had no record of any drugs, never had no drugs, didn't have no camera or take no picture of him making drugs, had no audio record of him taking drug from the people. This happened in Texas, and they were able to put 43 people in jail until the NAACP stepped in, and they started bringing it to the world. People who worked all their life, and then a lot of times he had people at a certain time buying drugs. They were somewhere else. They was in a bank working. They was in the bank buying something. They was in a place way from that town, and so they had to turn them people loose. For the rest of them, the governor pardoned them. But that's a shame. They only did it to us. They want nobody but us in jail. And you can go on the internet, and you can go to YouTube. You can see the same thing that I'm saying. Then they had the Spanish, Japanese channel. He was going around calling African American black, throwing them in jail for nothing. He had 84 complaints. And they finally, since it got on TV, they finally getting ready to do something to him. This is New Jersey. 5 complaints. Huh? So, brother, nobody likes us until we love each other. Nobody gonna come to our aid because we, people would think we headstrong. We work and we said to ourselves, nobody tell me what to do. This is the weapon that Satan have given us to arm ourselves. I'm my own man. Nobody tell me what to do. I do whatever I want to. I'm my own man. These are the weapons that Satan give us to bullify the attitude that we have. And this is some of the things that get us in trouble. They show where this Muslim couple, somebody stole or bought a snow blower, and they bought it, and they put these Muslim couple address of where this is what the man gave their address and bought them a snow blower, and this snow blower, they traced the address to the people at the Muslim house, and they kicked the door in, and the Muslim shot. And the police didn't hit them, but shot at the ground. And they were going to charge. They charged them. I mean, he lost his job, had a good job. Lost about everything he could get. I mean, took him and his wife to hell, his wife was pregnant. And she went to the hospital. And they shackled her until she had the baby. And then once she had the baby, they took the shackles off and left her at the hospital. Didn't tell them why they locked her up. But see, they got a lawyer and they suing. And that's what they should do. But what I'm saying is, until we will have no power, like Sue Josh said, until we come together, until we realize what power is. That's really the problem. We don't realize the power of unity. I see them Christians, they go to church, they sing so long, they fall down, they start dancing. No knowledge. Get no information where they can save and help somebody. They get none of that. But this is the way the world is going. They think they can sing their way to a better life. They ain't gonna have them. Then the rappers that we look to, they got the women in the video bouncing all around. They're doing any and everything. Where's the preacher? Where's the imam? We have to deal with it. This is a serious thing going on. And it said, do nothing and just wait on Allah. Allah said he will never change our condition until we change what's in our heart that caused our heart to go wrong. So we have a good job to do, and we're going to do it. We're going to win, and ain't nobody can stop it. So I'm going to get ready to look in the queue and see if there's any more in the queue. Okay, well, I see we got Brother Ibrahim in there. Imam Ibrahim, our imam for this Block Talk radio station, and we would love for him to come up. He's getting ready to go to Juma tomorrow, but we would love for him to come up and say something. If he don't mind, brother Ibrahim, assalamualaikum.
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 Assalamualaikum. Alhamdulillah.
Yes, sir. Well, my dear brother, you said all that. Now let's hear the rest of it. You got it.
I seek refuge from Shaitan. I see refuge in Allah from him, from the one that calls all of us to forget, our Lord. I only bear witness to testify nothing deserving of worship except Allah alone. And I only bear witness to testify that the one that Jesus himself prophesied that will come with the last revelation, which is Muhammad, the prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is Allah's last messenger and his prophet. He seals a prophet, and no one can tell us that any prophet came after Prophet Muhammad. It's not written. You can make up a lie and bring about, but we know better than that. So we thank Allah for creating us to turn and worship him. We are very grateful to Allah for that, because we could be doing the same thing. We can have Hennessy, Johnny Walker Red, Johnny Walker Black, all that on our table with some hogs. Talking about Merry Christmas and a happy damn New Year. Choose the language. What's so happy about New Year and you broke? Because of a lie that was placed on the world. And not, it just wasn't placed on the world, it was forced on the world. All these so-called holidays, if you read, you will see that these things were made up just to keep you economically a slave. Oh, you're not a physical slave no more. They got a word called goyim. Goyim means the ignorant masses of the people. And they're just like cattle. They know when they throw them lights off, you've been so seduced by color that when they throw them lights up, here you come. They don't have to tell you to come. When them lights go up, you're just like cattle, here you come. And you're going to spend your money. You're going to scheme and lie to your children, to everybody around you, what you're going to do on this holiday. How can you tell us that Jesus is God's son, that Jesus is God? Y'all so damn confused. You don't know which one. You say he is son, then you say he God. How can you celebrate his birthday if he was created on the 25th of December? And that's how you show appreciation to our Lord, the sender of the prophet into the world, drinking, smoking, fornication, rape, killing. That's how you celebrate Christmas. And you got nerve to tell us Happy New Year's. You're only happy because you got the money and gone. There's no money in our neighborhood. You got that. That's what the clause is for. Santa Claus, Satan. Break the word down. Satan's clause. His claws is what reaches out and take all of your resources, all of your money, and then he laughs at you. You so stupid, you ain't listen to the language. What he say? As he get all your money and ride off, what he say? Ho, ho, ho. Calling you a hoe. Because you look at a hoe is who takes her money for selling herself and giving it to her man. And he the biggest man. Dressed up in a red and white suit. Then you want to tell your children to lie that he come down the chimney. Ain't no damn dust on him nowhere. And you show me a chimney that don't have dust up in it from smoke, from burning wood, charcoal, coal, whatever. Smut. See, like we said last night, you taught your children how to lie. You taught them how to get in trouble with God. And you don't even care. You still want to take that same image that's been placed in your mind psychologically and tell your children that's God's son. Well, why do the scriptures say there's none like him? So somebody lying. If your scriptures say there's none like him and our scriptures say there's none like him, then somebody lying. Who lying? We'll quote what God say. We'll quote what God's message came with from God to tell the world. He said, there's nothing like me. Nothing. So now, why you keep on drinking that lie? Why you keep on fabricating the lie? Why you keep on supporting the system that had poured in your mind, your ancestors' mind, and all the way back from the beginning of their time, and enforce that lie on your children? They say that's the biggest game they ever played on a human being, was the lie that God had a son, that he had a son without a concert. You know, we have to look at things and be rational with ourselves. And the more rational that we become, it helps us to further communicate with our children. Get them out of the dark. Get them out of the lie. Let them know. If you do buy them a present, let them know it came from you. Ain't no Caucasian, no black one or white one, because we black Caucasian now. That's how the world look at us. You're a black Caucasian. No black one or white one with a red suit on, pointed nose, bought you in the toy. I bought that present for you. You tell your child that, look how your child would appreciate you telling them that you bought them a present. You see how much love your child will have for you, but don't know. You want your child to love Charlie. You're so afraid that your children will not love Charlie or a Caucasian. You're afraid they won't love them. But tell me what's rational. How can I love someone that don't care nothing about me? How can I love someone when I look at his history? And I don't care what color you are. When I look at the history, what you had done to the world, not just this little neighborhood where we stand in America, the world, how you forced the lie on a people. And if they didn't abide by that lie, that you would have executed, imprisoned, or ostracized if they didn't believe Jesus was the Son of God. But see, your lie is coming loose now. We're pulling the string from the hems now. And the hem is coming out of the garment. And pretty soon, You're going to be completely naked when the world will see who you really are for what you are. A liar and a murderer and obey not in the truth. Huh? So when he speaks of a lie. He's the father of it. Now, your scripture tell you that he is the father of the lie. How come you can't accept that? When the scripture tell you that, that he is the father of the lie. Oh, no, not Charlie. No, he been good to me, and he helped. Yeah, right. Helped you, killed your mama last night, but then he going to help you today. Raped your grandmama. Probably raped your granddaddy, too. And this is what you want to give homage to. Someone that don't care about the creator, the one that created them. So what makes you think they're going to care about you? If you run into a people that don't care enough about the creator who created them, what makes you think they're going to care about you? That is insane. Sane people don't think like that. Insane people think like that. We have to come out of the mindset that we're in, and the only way that we're going to have any freedom now, where we can't create jobs, we can't create businesses, huh? Help our wives with the children. Help the children exceed whatever they go, whatever field they're going into. Only way we're going to do that is to bring them back to Scripture. You see, you have ran away from Scripture so long, you're naked and you're handicapped. You need six canes to get back to the square where it all originated from. You've got to come back to the Creator. Any person in their right mind know that if I don't come back to the Creator, Lord, please don't let me die in this state. Let me go down. Let me go down dying, telling the world there's no God but you. And we love you, Lord. Please help us and protect us, because we need you. We don't need this thing that's in the world now that his whole life is based on what? Money. Materialism. That's all he wants. Fine women, cars, money, clothes, houses, only to lure you in and then give you nothing. You're that one that sat at the table that say was getting the crumbs from the table. You prepared the meal, a nice meal. And all you got was the crumbs. You can't even feed your child. You can't even feed your mother or your father who raised you, because that lie that was told on the world and that lie that your parents upheld even today, and that's why you're doing it. You're following suit. The lie they told you, you tell it to your children tell it to their children, and you think we sane. You cannot be sane when you're going to give Scripture. We have taught you about the Christmas tree. If you read your Bible, Jeremiah 10th chapter, it tells you those who go out into the forest and cut down the young tender palm trees and bring them into your house and lay them out or dock them out with ornaments, gold and silver ornaments, the Scriptures say, stay away from them. They are heathens. So now why are you going to spend all your money to bring a tree into the house? Well, God will tell you that was a lie. And you want to sit around with some cocoa, rum, and coke and all that, talking about Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. Yeah. We have to understand words. But see, the reason, the problem that we have in the world today is that y'all don't read. Y'all don't read. Whatever that man said on that roster Sunday morning or y'all Sunday school, whatever that day is, you accept that. You don't read for yourself. Yeah, you had a book open and looking in it, but you don't read it. But if he said that, what you go on? Now, here we come telling you the truth. You should be saying, well, I'll be dog. Why he ain't told me this? Why would you think he should tell you when you give him all your money? When he's constantly enforcing the lie that has been told on the world for that man. That's all they're doing. He enforcing the lie that these people have placed on the world. So you think he going to tell you the truth when you paying him to lie to you? Yeah, you paying him to lie to you. and he smiled. You can't show me nowhere in the scripture where when Jesus and them went into the synagogues and he sat in the middle and was teaching. There was no horns, no band, wasn't nobody singing and jumping up and acting a fool, having a fit, falling out, foaming at the mouth. They didn't do that when Jesus was in the temple teaching. So where'd that come from? Where'd that come from? You have to question these things. Only thing you could tell me when you come out of the church, you can't even tell me what we said. Only thing you could tell me, oh, I sure remember that song. They sure sung that song. Mm-hmm. Emotionalism. Yes, emotionalism. And look at us today. Look how our children from that lie. It's so easy to run and get a gun, like the man shooting up in Michigan. A young man, teenager, when they got a gun and went in five people done died now. And some more injured, they don't know if some of them other ones is going to make it. Ask yourself whether our children get that mindset from. You know where they got it from? When you allow them to watch TV and to shoot up all that, and you're not there to guide them from the reality, from the falsehood, from truth in those movies. You allow them to see it. You even go buy them games, shoot them up games, to put on their Xbox and all that. That's where they got it from. And you haven't done anything to curb them from it. It's a shame. And the biggest shame going to be on you on that day. Resurrect you and question you. Don't have your head down between your legs. Stand up, be a man, be a woman, and tell God that you told all them lies. You carried the lie that Satan brought you, and you enforced that lie that Satan brought you on your children. So how is they have a way out? Tell me, how do they have a way out when you enforcing the lie that Satan had brought to the world? And you know it's a lie. How do we know it's a lie? God said that when he created the human being, if he never sent us a prophet or messenger, he said your nature will act as a prophet or messenger to you. Because in your nature, it tells you when you're doing right or wrong. You hear that little word, now, don't you be doing that, young. You know that's wrong. And then you ignore it. And then when they lock you up, which is the first thing you say, man, if I don't follow my right mind. See, that's the nature acting as a prophet or messenger to you. But yet you still want to enforce the law of a lie that Satan brought to the world on your children, on your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. And you think God going to be pleased with you. If we always say, I came to you in peace, I'm going to leave in peace. And we pray that you draw near to something that we had said that help you make a decision. So you got to make a decision. Ain't no in-between. Even you're going to do right or you're going to do wrong. Either you're going to serve God or you're going to serve the devil. Now show me what's in between that. Nothing. Two forces merging. You can get caught in the middle if you want to. You'll pay for it. So I greet you in peace as I came to you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well,
look,
I salam. Thank you, Brother Ibrahim.
Yes, sir.
Now, I hope the people heard you. I hope they don't knock your door down and come get you.
Get permission from you first.
You better believe it.
Right. And then I'm gonna call my big brother. So they better back up.
No, he get on a plane in a minute. Alhamdulillah. Well, thank you, brother. Hang around.
Yes, sir.
What I'm going to do now, I'm going to bring back two jobs. I'm going to put him to work and make him sleep a little longer tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
I said, I'm looking for brother Suja. Brother Suja.
No, don't do that.
No.
We let you sleep last night. We ain't let you sleep tonight.
Right.
I appreciate that. I mean, any little sleep I can get. I appreciate
that. Yes, sir.
I really do.
You heard
yeah, Mama told him he was asleep. We said we're going to let him rest.
Alhamdulillah. That's all I'm saying. Alhamdulillah.
He came to Georgia and went to work.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I come right out there with him.
Hello, yeah. Hey, Bob.
Well,
Sandy,
yes,
we're going to play, the 10 minutes of your talk in the screech come this Saturday, inshallah, if you don't mind.
Okay, how do I get that?
I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to play 10
okay,
minutes.
Because yeah, my wife want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Alhamdulillah.
Well, it's on the internet. It's because they already told me they seen you on the internet. I don't
mean it's on the internet. On what part of you? Is it YouTube?
YouTube, yeah. I look for the Dawah team in Atlanta. It's you and tap that in, and you'll come up.
Oh, okay, Dawah team in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then because I couldn't get it last night.
Yeah.
We did everything that we could to get it. We couldn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not on Facebook, is it?
It's Facebook and YouTube. It's on Facebook and YouTube.
Okay. How do you get Facebook?
You got to have it. Then you go to your what it said, meet, and you match that in, and you type Atlanta, a Dawah team in Atlanta. It all pops up.
Okay, what is it? Say what now? Meet?
Meet, yeah.
How you spell it?
M-E-E-K. Meet. That's supposed to be your place there on the Facebook.
M-E-E-T.
M-E-E-K.
I don't understand what you're saying. You said M-E-E-K?
E-K, yeah. Meet.
Okay. Seems like you're saying a K, and it seems like you're saying tape.
K, I said a K. M-E-E-K.
Okay, gotcha. I got it now.
Okay.
I got it now. I'm going to type that in.
Okay.
All right, with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is no God but Allah. There's only one God. You know, we don't just say this here. We can stand up and prove that. There's only one creator. Well, it's, he may say creator, and then they say creation. You know, when it's a creator, it's just talking about one creator. And then you got the creation. You see, and the creation, you know, is that which you can see. But you can't see the creator. You can't visualize the creator. You can't comprehend the creator. The creator is like nothing in creation. All the knowledge that you get, you're getting it out of creation, all the knowledge. Knowledge is to know. You know, I know this is an apple. I know that this is a tree. I know this is a chair. You see what I'm saying? That's knowledge. It's to know, you know, but wisdom is I apply what I know, you know. I know that's a tree, but I know that you got different things grows on that tree. I know this is a chair. I know I'm supposed to walk on it. I'm supposed to sit in it. And understanding pays off. Understanding pays off. You look at the sand, and they take that sand and heat it, and they can create. They can make glass from the heat that they put on that sand. And they can create that glass into a jar, into a bowl, and then they can sell it. That's understanding there. You're going to benefit from it. So it's the creation is things that is tangible. You can point to it. You can put your hands on it. You know, on creation. But creator, you can't identify no creator. You can't say that's the creator over there. Jesus is right there. He's the creator. You can't do that. The Bible says that any person say that you can't see God, if you see him, you're going to die. That's what your book says. That's what the Bible says. Our book says that no eyes can comprehend the Creator. You can't comprehend the Creator. Anything that you say that the Creator is, he's way greater than that. That's when we say Allah Akbar. Allah is greater. Anything that you imagine that he is, he's way bigger than that. He's way greater than that. So, you know, we can argue, and we can use the revealed knowledge out of the creation. I mean, out of the Quran, pardon me. The revealed knowledge out of the Quran. And if you argue with that, then you argue with God. And we can't help you. You know. Then the Bible got the Ten Commandments. You have the Ten Commandments, ten of them. You know. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Is number one. You know. And that's you can't say that there's another God. The Ten Commandments said thou shalt have no other God before me. You can't say that's God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, and they're all the same. They're all as one. The Ten Commandments go against that. The second Ten Commandment is thou shalt not worship any graven images. Thou shalt not worship any graven image. It's just straight up. What is an image? Anything in creation, anything that you can see in your mind, or see with your eyes, or see with your five senses, is an image. If I say horse, an image of a horse should come to your mind. If I say a hamburger, an image of a hamburger. You shouldn't be able to see a hamburger in your mind. Thou shalt not worship any graven images. You know? And the third one, thou shalt not take God's name in vain. You can't take God's name and act like he's a man. You can't say Jesus is God. That's taking God's name in vain when you say that a man is God. The fourth, remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. That's what God told the Jews, the Israelites, because they were so rebellious. Moses had such of a hard time with these Israelites. You got people out there talking about they're Israelites, and they don't know the knowledge and the history of the Israelites. They were one of the most rebellious people that God had to deal with. Moses went up and get the Ten Commandments, left Aaron down there with him. They told Aaron they're gonna build them a calf, a golden calf. You see? These people was rebellious. And God told him about the respect he should have for the cow and for the calf. And they went through all kind of change, you know. Everything God told them, you know, they want to bring some stuff out that's impossible. If He told me that, told us that, bring him down here, let him tell us, you know. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother. Now, this is coming from your scripture. This is supposed to be coming from God. It's something that you're supposed to practice. It's something that you're supposed to respect. You don't talk any way to your mother or father. You don't talk any kind of way to no older person. Somebody else's mother or father. Honor thy father and thy mother. The sixth Ten Commandments. Thou shalt not kill. Lord have mercy. Our people don't feel that there's nothing wrong with killing somebody. You looked at me funny. You said this. You touched this. Boom. Blow you away. Caucasian. They don't reject that. These people got a history of being warmongers. A whole history. I don't even want to go into that. It's so deep. That foxhole go down so deep. Ain't no reason to me miss going down there. Number seven, thou shalt not commit adultery. You know, you don't go with another man's wife. You shouldn't fornicate. Go with a woman that you're not married to. This is from God. This is what Moses wrote down. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. And that's so easy for a whole lot of us, especially the people that's making money. Stealing from the people. Thou shalt not bear false witnesses. All right? Thou shalt not covet. That's number 10. You know, you can't, don't make up things. Don't do things that ain't real. You know? So you got 10 commandments here. You got 10 commandments and they don't practice none of them. The first one they really don't practice. Thou shalt have no other God before me. They that's a joke. They made a joke out of that commandment. First thing they did was put another God before God. Okay, thou shalt not put no God before me. I'm going to set one right up there with you, this white man. So that's what we're dealing with. The Quran says they are people, a group of people, they will not believe. I don't care what you bring to them. They're not going to believe. They're not going to submit. They're not going to yield. You can show them all kind of progress that you can have in being righteous, practicing righteousness, and being truthful. You can show them all that. Thou shalt not steal. They don't make no difference. They think that's your look. They think they lucky when they steal from you and get away with it. They think that's luck. So we got the Ten Commandments here, and praise be to Allah. If we can just get them just to follow that, just to obey that, that's a major job. Just trying to obey and follow the Ten Commandments, you know. So brothers and sisters, we hope that we said a few words that made some sense, and that you can check us out. And if you got any questions or you want to make any statements, just punch one on your phone and you're gonna get into the queue, and we can talk. Came to you in peace. I'm gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
Alaykum as-salam. Excellent. Well, we want to thank you again, Brother Muhammad Tuja, Tu and the Ja. We want to thank you again for that excellent Talim message to the human family. And I know I enjoyed it. I think everybody who's alive certainly enjoy the truth, because there have been a lie that have put us in this awful condition. So we are trying to get out of this awful condition, and we know to take the truth. And Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth shall set us free. And then that's what the Imam did. He set us free. He brought us the truth. Now we're taking that truth to the world. And we're not going to let our imam, our brother, die and leave this world. We got to keep this work up, keep this good work up, and share it with the world. I think we're making progress. I'm seeing a lot of different mindset things are changing. And I believe it's coming from what we are doing and when we are working in society. I believe that's where it comes from. Because a lot of people are just coming on the line and become Muslim, especially a lot of Caucasian women. I said, one said she had been a Christian for 30-some years. Mama told all them lies about Jesus, and never did tell them about Prophet Muhammad. And, this has caused her to take herself and take all her clothes off and parade before the world, you know, because there was no restriction. So she learned Islam on this, trying to find out that it was no good. And it turned out to be the best thing ever happened to her. So this is where that goes now. So we're going to continue to work in our places. Call the people back to what's right as long as possible, as long as is necessary to do so. Because we're nothing out here any greater than this. This, all the prophets worked and tried to image out, and they had so much opposition. Our opposition is drilling away. They don't have much fight in them like those people put up in the past. All that's leaving. You know, although they still say if you said something against homosexual we're going to jail you. I said, well, they need to jail the Bible, because this is, I'm going to say what the Bible said. Then when they jail the Bible, then we're going to see them jail the Bible if they jail the Bible. Because what we're saying from the Quran, but also from the Bible. The Bible said don't make no image. The Bible said two men should not lay together, or two women. The Bible said that's an abomination to the people. So if they don't respect that Bible, what kind of religion do they have? If the Bible said don't make no image, and they don't gave Allah an image, and they get it 1 + 1. If I show you God is a man, and this is the Son of God, then you get 2 for the price of 1. Because if God got a son, isn't his son going to be a God? Like you said, if a person got a cat, and that cat have kitten, he's going to grow up to be a cat. So Jesus was growing up to be a God, let them tell him. And they killed God. They nailed, took God and took him to court, found him guilty of something he didn't do. And they made him lie down on some wood, and they driven nail through his hands and his foot. Then they stood him up. Then they say he died, but he didn't die like if I shoot somebody and they die, or somebody take a nail somebody to some wood and they die. He didn't die like that. He died for all, everybody's sin. And, you know, we can't tell not one judge in America that and get away with whatever crime we have permitted to get away free by telling the judge that Jesus died for our sin. It's nothing but a lie. Nothing but one of the number one major lies that you can give a people. But if you can give a people that lie, you can tell them about Castro's friendly ghost. You can show them a man flying through the air and call him Superman. And you keep on adding lies. A rat talk. Mickey Mouse, he's a rat. He talks. A bunny can talk. Buzz Bunny, he's a bunny. So all these lies they give us, we give to our children. If we keep passing them down and down, when will it stop? We're going to stop it. We're going to stop these lies with the help of Allah and bring the truth, shine the truth on these lies, and falsehood will knock out his brain. So I'm going to bring my other brother up to say what he had to say, Brother Ibrahim Abdullah. Brother Ibrahim. Brother Ibrahim. As-salamu alaykum. As-salamu alaykum. There you are. Is it Ibrahim?
Good to
see you. Is it Ibrahim? Ibrahim.
You weren't looking
today, y'all. I was looking where I'd be over there. Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum.
Ibrahim, assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Abdullah, well, you got it. You can take it the rest of the way.
Oh.
And we get the top of the hour, let's start with a prayer.
Yes, Allahu Akbar. I was just enjoying myself listening to you and my big brother. You know, it's so wonderful when you sit down and listen to two men or our sister talk and just get a rush. You know, it's just a blessing to boost your spirit to hear somebody with some sense talking. You know, that brings you to the point to say, I bear witness nothing deserving of worship except Allah. Because it's Allah that had put that spirit in you and my big brother and my sister that elevates our spirit. And that's the kind of people we are. We are the kind of people that wants to elevate our spirit in truth. We want to live that truth that all the prophets and messengers brought. We don't want to live no falsehood. That's why we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad is the one who came and killed the falsehood. But what he had, he came with the Quran. He came with the final revelation that Jesus spoke about. So after the final revelation, what's left? Judgment. And we are in the judgment. That's why we are telling the people all the things that we're saying now to let them know that we are preparing you. You're in the judgment. If you don't have eyes to see, just close your eyes and grab our arm and walk with us. You'll see, and it's a shame for people that's in their 70s and 80s and 90s that have falsified this lie. Help the enemy. Help the enemy of man. Help the enemy to their mother and their father and their children. Help them. Keep us in the dark. Help him to keep us a slave to him and disregard what God is saying from all his prophets, messages, all the scriptures, all the great men and women that came with the truth, and we want to deny that. We should be standing on broad shoulders right now. We should remember the thing that grandmama and granddaddy, great-grandmama, great-granddaddy said. We shouldn't let that truth that they came with, we shouldn't let that go. We should hold on to all the truth that our ancestors came here with before they stole it and put us in shackles. But some of us are comfortable being a slave. You ever notice that? Some of us is comfortable. Well, let's prove that. Why in the hell are you wearing blonde hair and you coming to wear a black hair?
Go ahead, man.
Why you come in the world with black hair and now it's blue, red, and green? That showed us that you love what the devil has presented to you, and you have denied what God had given you. All the good that God had given you when he created you, you want to wipe that away, or you want to erase it, or you want to bleach it and say that I'm making myself look more beautiful. How can you make yourself look more beautiful when God has enhanced you, perfected you, and gave you everything you need? Now, you going to turn around and make God a lie just to make Satan feel good? Yeah, oh, I still got him. I got him. You want false lips now so you can get a shot? False eyelashes? Huh? Just look. What do you call people that turn themselves over to Satan like that? You're artificial. You're not real. And pretty soon, people know you're not real, because why? How can they find out you're not real? When you open your mouth and you hear all the ignorant things that come out your mouth that you say. You have no regard for God at all. You have no regard for the message that he sent to the world through his messengers and his prophets and all the good people that stood on the giants of those messengers and prophets and brought the same message to you that God gave them to bring to the world. You don't like that because you got a child's mind. What does a child do? Let me give you a description of what a child do. A child is just like a monkey. What do you see monkeys do? Jumping all up in the tree, playing, ripping and running in the trees on the tree limb, hanging at the edge of the tree limb, playing suicide with the lions down there. All it takes is one slip. See, that's what a monkey do. Now, a gorilla, he's serious. He sit and look at you out the corner of his eye, roll his eyes at you. He don't make too much movement. So you had took on the monkey mentality. Oh, look at me. Ain't I'm pretty? Yeah, you're pretty when God told you you're pretty. And you live the life that God had designed for you to live. And not an artificial life. Then become so phony. You're so phony, you phony to yourself. But you think that you are all that. That's why I call the term, I use the term flush throwers. That's all y'all are, flush throwers. You put on the tightest pants that you can and have your butt jumping everywhere but loose because you want somebody to look at you. You haven't gotten enough attention at home, so you take it to the street. And then when somebody knocks you in the head and take it from you, then, oh, they raped me. No, you raped yourself and molested yourself when you left home. The way you dress, when you looked in that mirror, turning your head side to side, turn your butt in the mirror, see how big it is, you raped and molested yourself when you walked out the door.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, you don't want to accept what God brought to you. You think it's weak when a person submit to God and do what God say? No, that takes strength. The weak part is what you're doing, blinding your hair, bleaching your skin. Won't your lips get bigger? Won't your hips get bigger? But all that cellulite going to kill you at the end. See, and you don't even know where it come from, where the cellulite come from. When you ate so much salt, sodium, it eats a hole into your intestines. And your intestines start, the filth started leaking into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. And that's what that's what the cellulite do to the body. Then your body becoming looking like what? Like a person in the mall. Rick and Morty started saying, then your body go to blowing up all kind of ways. Mm-hmm. But you all that though. You got the sense of a peanut and think you brilliant. That's a shame. I'm gonna close out right now. We got 4 minutes. And then my brother and my sister and my big brother come back in and say a few words to you. So let me give you the greetings. I'm giving you the greetings from Adam to Muhammad to Jesus. The greetings of peace, the greetings of paradise, which is peace be unto you. As-salamu alaykum. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate from that which you have brought us to. I seek protection from Allah, and I do repent to him. O Allah, we are in need of all the generosity that you extend to us. We ask you to bless us with great health and strength, sound body and mind for the mission that you have set us on. O Allah, please accept our prayers and our du'as. O Allah, make our life what you want it to be, not what we want it to be. Ameen, Ya Rab.
Ameen.
Ameen. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah.
We just keep on standing up. We keep on speaking out. Study the truth. You know. And love your brother. You know,
yes, sir.
Realize that we all came from Adam, all of us.
That's right.
And some of us act in a way that they don't have too much control over, and it was done to them by the mind that is set against the human being.
Yes,
you know,
sir.
They act in a way that is ugly. You know, and if they see themselves, they I'm pretty sure they would want to act better. So we got to realize that we are human beings. We are creatures that was created to believe in God, to worship the Creator, to give ourselves to the Creator, you know, and Satan told God that we're not worthy, you know. Ask God, give me some time with him. I'm gonna show you they're not worthy. You know, so we can't make it true. We can't make truth Satan true. You know. So let's stand up and let's come together. And when we come together, we're gonna have power.
That's right.
You know, so let's come together. Turn it back over to Agba. But amen.
I turned on the mama. Where she at?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. That's what the Lord means.
Wait. You know what's up to it? One minute. Same thing. Serving one God. That's the only thing we talk about.
Okay, big brother, you might well keep on going. You might well keep on going, big brother. We got 2 minutes.
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. That's right.
Yeah. So let's listen and put out the best out of each individual. Nobody still want to say something.
Long way.
I'm listening. Yeah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. I was just talking to my niece, and she in California, and we were just talking, and then she said, guess what they doing out here now? In California, they building up a lot of private. We already were talking about it before, but she had verified it with me. She said that they are building up these private prisons, and they are filling up with our children. She said they got a lot of them. She said that's the thing that's going around right now out there. She said it's so bad out there now. It's terrible. And even she said now that they brought those immigrants out there, they say they just everything is just full up with drugs. And what she was telling me, if you get into Islam and hang on to Allah, I said you'd be surprised. It would change you. I said it would change you, alhamdulillah. I had just said, you know, that right there, I just said I want to share that. And I know that we were talking about that before, alhamdulillah. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salamu wa rahmatullah. Yes.
But we know they plan, and Allah has made his plan. And his plan has already come through. And we tell the people about the private jail. The mother and father's gonna have to be put back together to stop all of that. They'll build them jail, and it'll be like the riot equipment they had a long time ago. We stopped rioting, so the riot equipment was no use. So we can stop our youth from going to prison. We favors to stop that.
Favors a lot.
Always.
Yeah, man is planning, but Allah's the best of planners.
And then she was telling me that they got that homosexual thing out there so bad until our children is the one that's really into that. And she said just like a trend, like a new thing that's coming out.
Yeah.
She said,
it's moving.
It's moving out there like that.
Yeah, we're
going to
knock that in the head, too.
Yeah, we're
going to
get that, too.
That's what I told her. I said, and that's why I told her the same thing. I said, oh, they're going to change. I said, they're going to change. I said, you're going to change that, alhamdulillah.
Yeah. And see, the thing is, we got a law on our side. As long as we stand up, like Allah tell us to stand up, like Imam Muhammad say, as long as I got Allah on my side, and that's my friend, how can I lose?
Can't lose. That's
impossible.
Right.
It just looks good right now. We're going to win.
That's right.
Let
I
them
have
a good team. Yes. Okay. So remember our song, we are fighting for Islam and we should truly win? Allah has given us a national, La ilaha illallah. So let's rise, O you people, and fight for our national anthem. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Wait. Oh, wait.
Yes, sir.
And don't you know what I told her? I told her, I said, anytime somebody approach you about that homosexual, you know, all this and all that, I said, all you have to do is tell them that I followed with the law of Almighty God. I said, God said no, and that's what I'm going to do. God says no. So I told them, I said, tell them, I said, well, you go tell all that to Almighty God, not to me, because God said no. I said, that's what you tell them. I said, that's what I tell my children. I said, tell them you follow the law of Almighty God. And they can't say nothing. What you going to say?
Nothing. Tell them to study the history of Sodom and Gomorrah. And when they study the history of Sodom and Gomorrah, that's where the word gonorrhea comes from. Huh? Sodomy. Sodomy and gonorrhea. Sodom and Gomorrah. That's where it come from.
I know it's gonna be too. But syphilis, you can't. Once you get it, it's there all the time.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah, they know they can't populate the earth. And like her daughter was saying, they got to recruit people to keep their lifestyle going from the straight people. They got to come to the straight people and recruit people to bring them into their camp in order to keep that lifestyle going. And they know it's like a bunch of vampires sucking on each other. That's what you got. Their world is coming to an end quick.
Yeah, it's almost over.
Huh?
And one thing about it, found in the scripture, like I said, Romans 1, verse 20 on, it showed written in the scripture that they are lie.
So what that verse you see that's called?
The one that Suja gave up, Romans 1, verse 20 on.
Yeah,
it showed that they weren't born like that. Imam Muhammad said, it's the women's who turn our young men and women out like that. He said, but bringing them in, I'll have their mind.
Allahu Akbar.
Imam Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar.
Sir, we can turn this thing. Yeah, we can turn this around. Yeah. You want somebody to grow up in you. You a man, you want another man to grow up in you. That should be how sick they are.
Six,
you know?
666.
I'm scared to get constipated, let alone something like that.
One thing you need to let our children know is that they're not your friends. That's one thing I had to tell my grandson. I let him know. I said, anytime you come across people like that, I said, you let them know that you can't. Don't. They're not your friends.
They're not your enemy.
When the time comes and Allah just comes to destroy them, all the sympathizers are going to go along right down there with them.
That's right. We have to learn to show our children. What Allah said in the Quran, this is what they're missing. Allah said in the Quran that Satan is an open enemy. He didn't say close. Open enemy. You look at him dead in the face, and yet you become denial. He right there looking at you, messing all around you, and you can't even see him. That's a shame. It's a shame. That's his enemy. That's your child's enemy. That's exactly what they are. Then we got our people. Then they come all in the house with their son and their daughter. Oh, this is my friend. Now, you can't bring that spirit in my house. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Come on. Come on in, pumpkin. See how they falsify that crap. Please.
And what did Israel say to Allah? Said, I have your people so blind, deaf, and dumb that even if you tell them the truth, they won't believe.
They won't believe it. I made false or fair seeming. It looks so close to the truth. Only those who have an eye can see the lie. That's a shame.
But I was telling Brother Shuja, he brought groceries home, and I said, Shuja, I said, we need to open up a grocery store. The people will see down here, and I think everywhere too, because when we were segregated, it's still embedded in us that we will support each other. People think that we don't support each other. All you have to do is be, competitive. You just have to have the supplies up in there, and you'll have no problem. I see my brothers out there when they be out there in the park, and they don't like going to those immigrant brothers, but they don't have no other place to go.
Right.
Don't have no other place to go. And even my daughter, my niece, she out there in California, she just came up and said to me, we don't have nothing. We don't have no business or nothing. So she's talking about in California. And I remember the time I was in California, and on Crenshaw, we ran Crenshaw. It had nothing but African Americans was on Crenshaw. And but now when she's saying that we don't have nothing.
Uh-huh. All our stores we had in our neighborhood, it started in the house. Where you going, boy? I'm going down to the candy lady's house. Okay, go down and come on back. We started in our houses.
That's right. That's alhamdulillah.
Right. We just can't see the great blessing that Allah got for us right now. We just keep on. It'll show up. It's going to pop up. It's coming. We know that. It ain't that we think. No, we know that because Allah already told us that we're going to win and he's going to bless us. So that's what we said. We know that, you know.
Because in the Quran, Allah says that falsehood would always fail. It's not going to go falsehood with translation exactly the same words. You're saying falsehood would fail. So that means that it's not going to last. It's going to fail.
It's always fleeing. When you see truth coming, what do? He flee.
I just want to say, there's one thing I wanted to say is that, as Brother Abraham, Imam Abraham, when you was talking Wednesday, I always wanted to say this, and I tell Shuja many times, when you see your brother or sister saying something wrong, I say, even if you don't want to correct them online, then call them and let them know that you did not say that right, because I said our children, they be hearing that. A lot of times I hear some of my brothers and sisters be saying things wrong, and I said, wow, I said, that's not right. That's not true. But our children hear that. Then non-Muslims hear that too, and they might be online. And then sometimes you say things, they say, well, then why should I come to be Islam and y'all thinking the same way we think it?
Yep. That is correct. And what did Prophet Muhammad say when you see your brother and sister going wrong? He said, what? Correct them. He said, how we correct them? Ya Rasulullah. He said, by pulling them to the right.
That's right.
That's how we do it. Yeah, and we done messed up. The Imams never got so weak. They saying the same thing. They not saying what Imam Muhammad said. And I tell everywhere I go, I correct them. And they tell me, oh, we love you, but Muhammad. Yeah, right. We on our way out, y'all. Assalamu alaikum.
Y'all
ready to make it up?
Oh, okay then.
All right.
Did you turn, did you disconnect that far?